call received from home care agency.
This is home care, this is Shane. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Sue. I'm calling from social work over at Phoenixville Hospital. I have a patient who is in need of in-home care. Didn't know how we could go about getting someone out to her home.
Yeah, sure. So is there a family member that would be available to sign up as a caregiver, or they need our help finding a caregiver from the agency?
Well, there's a family member, but she's hard to get a hold of. That's what we've been kind of struggling with. But patient has capacity, and she is ready to go. So we were just looking for, like, full-time home health care.
Okay. Is she approved for hours yet? Do you know, like, if she had an assessment or anything?
No, she hasn't had anything.
Okay.
You're
do you
the
have
first
her
place that calls.
Okay, great. Okay, so do you have her Medicaid ID? Or the patient's Medicaid ID? Okay, I'm ready.
She's Medicare, yeah.
Medicare? She's not on Medicaid?
No, she's on Medicare.
So we only work with Medicaid. It's a Medicaid program. They might be on both. Are you sure she's not on Medicaid as well? I mean, if I try to see.
No, she's not. Okay. I understand what you're saying. Okay.
I mean, if you provide her database and social, I'd be able to see if she is on Medicaid. And also, if she is eligible for Medicaid, then we can help her apply for Medicaid and then for the services. But it's a process.
Okay.
It could take a while.
I know. That's our problem, too. We don't have, I mean, she's been ready for discharge, and we keep hoping that we can get someone in the home, and she's only on the Medicare.
Oh, she is only, you're sure? I mean, I could try to see if maybe.
I mean,
we
can try.
Yeah, let me try, because I had before people, they were not aware that they had Medicaid as well. What's the date of birth?
5/8/1960.
And do you have the social as well?
Yes. 1 minute, please.
Mm-hmm. 105-5898-3232.
Okay, Lori and Beth? Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so her name did show up on the Medicaid portal, but it's inactive. So we could try to have it reactivated and then apply for the services.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
that
it might
would
take
be fabulous.
It might take a while, but I think it's better than doing nothing. I mean,
and like we're talking, when we say a while, like my experience with Medicaid has been a few months. Is that what we're thinking?
So I'm not exactly sure. I won't be able to give you the exact time. Since she's not a Medicaid applicant, they're just reactivated because we did once have Medicaid. I have a Medicaid ID. I was able to fill it out. Yeah. So it might take not as long. But what we could do is I could take her information and then I could transfer over to an enrollment specialist and she will be able to tell you more exact.
Okay, that would be perfect.
Yeah, let me just make sure we cover the area. Where is she located? What's her address?
She's in Broersford. Let me give you her full address.
Mm-hmm.
It is 2 Helen Circle in Broersford, 19468.
2 Helen Circle, 19468?
Yes.
And it's Royersford?
Yes.
Okay. Looks like that's in Montgomery County.
That's correct.
So that should be fine. So we do cover that area, so that's great. So let me just fill out the rest of the information, and then I can see if we have someone available.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Do you know if there's any minors in our home? I guess no. It's just me to ask.
No.
Yeah, okay.
She's alone.
And there's no apartment number?
No, it's a single home.
Okay. And what's her number?
Phone number?
Yes, please.
Her phone number is, 1 second, 610-247-6688. And there's a landline as well, which
okay.
is 610-948-1281.
948-9281?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can I also take your number down? So
yes.
We can reach out. Okay, so let me... Okay, and what's your number?
It's 610-396-7884.
84. And what's your name?
Susan Smith.
Susan. And you said that you're the social worker, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, now let me see if I have anyone available.
Thank you.
Just another question. What are her requirements? What does she need assistance with? Once we do have a caregiver.
She is going to be fully dependent. She's pretty much uses a walker, wheelchair, but she's going to go on her physical therapy note real quick so I can give you. She needs assistance with getting, you know, from bed to the bathroom.
Uh-huh. And she prefers a female?
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, any other preferences?
She didn't give me any. Nope.
Okay. I guess we'll see that. We'll take exactly more information once she does have the hours and everything approved.
Okay.
So now let me see if I could transfer you over, and they'll be able to assist you further.
Okay, thank you.
Sure. I'll let you know as soon as I have someone available from the enrollment team.
Okay, sure.
Thanks so much. Okay, I'm sorry for the long wait. Looks like they're all busy and another call, apparently. I don't need to be waiting. Can I have them call you back?
Sure. Yes, that would
okay,
be great. Thank you.
Okay, just to confirm, so your number is 610-396-7884.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. And you so just to confirm, Lori is now in a nursing home or rehab? What is it?
She is now in the hospital.
Oh,
she came into our hospital for failure to thrive, falls, malnutrition, UTI.
Mm-hmm. Okay. How long has she been in the hospital?
She came in on February 10th.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay. So, yeah. So I'll have someone reach out to you as soon as they're over the phone.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. So just to make sure you enter the call, our number usually starts with 267-551.
Oh, okay. Let me put that.
Yeah.
267. Okay.
So.
All right.
I'll have one of them reach out to you.
Okay. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Sure. No problem. Thanks so much for reaching out.
Sure. Bye-bye.